Okay, we are all the way at the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page. We are seven words in on three lines from the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. Continuing to talk about, it's actually, we're now being given another example of a case where there's two cases that seem to be very similar with different outcomes if you did what you weren't supposed to do, and how the Gemara, you know, answers up the seeming contradiction, similar thing that we did just earlier.
Chaf Beis Amud Beis,
three lines in the bottom.
Tanu Rabban.
So says Gemara Sas. Tanu Rabban. Shnaim Omrim Yiskacha, Ushnaim Omrim Lonuskacha. Two people say this woman had Kedushin, and two people say this woman never had Kedushin. Harizu, wondering how we're going to know that she never had Kedushin. We're going to talk about that. So what happens? Harizu lo tinaseh, she can't get married. Rashi says la'acher, she can't marry, she can't do nisun with somebody else because, after all, she might be miskadeshes to a different person. V'im niseis, then if she does go ahead and marry somebody else, lo teitzei, she doesn't have to leave the second husband. Okay, shnayim omrim niskarsha, shnayim omrim lo niskarsha. Two people say that this woman has been divorced, and two people say that she was never divorced. Again, harezu lo tinasei, so she can't go ahead and get married to somebody else. Why? Because after all, she might still be an eshizish to a different man. Vimniseis teitzei, and if she goes ahead and she gets married to somebody else, so then she is she has to actually get divorced. If she was already married to the second guy, to another person, she has to get divorced. So, again, same question we had, you know, earlier on in the Gemara. Why is it, in the first case, is kiddushin, you know, stira between the, you know, between the edim? So obviously she can't get married. She can't lechachila marry somebody else. But if she got married, she can stay married, right, to the second guy. In the second case, a contradiction to the edim, whether or not she was ever divorced. And she can't get remarried because maybe she's not divorced when she's still married to somebody else. But then, if she says the Gemara, if she did go ahead and get remarried, now she has to get divorced. So Mishna Resha, Mishna Seifa, what's the difference? Why in the first case does she not have to get divorced if she went ahead and did what she wasn't supposed to do and she got married to somebody else? But in the same, that's in the case of, you know, testimony about being Niskacha. But when it comes to testimony about Nisgarsha, if she went ahead and married somebody else against, you know, what we tell her to do, she has to end that second marriage. What's the difference? So the answer to the Gemara is false. So Amar Abaye, Targuma Beit Echad. So again, we have to change the case. The case isn't that two Eidim say this and two Eidim say that, but rather one Eid says each side of the argument. Okay, how's that going to work? Eid Echad Omer Niskacha, Beit Echad Omer Lo Niskacha. Right? So one Eid says that she got married. Another aide says she never got married. Okay, tarvayu bepinuya kamasade. So what are they both stating for us? They're both telling us, yes, originally she was not married. Right? Rashi says tarvayu bepinuya kamasade. The divrei shneiyim ad achsha becheskas pinuya haisa. Right? Kodom sheniskacha, before she got married, it's clear to everybody that before this, whatever this thing was that we're discussing that took place, everyone agrees that she had been a pinuya. She had been not married at all. And the person says, yeah, but I saw that she got married. He's only one. And one can't contradict two, right? The same, another example of taking the two witnesses who are actually giving contradictory testimony and finding, well, there's common ground. They both agreed that until this, whatever this happened, this thing that happened was, you know, that it happened. Before that, they both agree she was a penuya. Only one says she's niskacha. So now you have two versus one. So and even though we would tell her not to get remarried, right? That's the wrong thing to do, right? As we talked about before, earlier in the Gemara, because still you don't want to have, you know, one against one and go ahead and do what only one person said. You wouldn't. We don't want to act that way lechachila. But with the evidence, at the end of the day, we still have two against one. And so if she'd already got married, lo teitze, right? She doesn't have to get divorced. Okay. Seifa, but the second case, edach, edach, omer niskarsha, edach, omer lo niskarsha. One aide says she was divorced. The other aide says she was not divorced. Tarvayu be'ish zishka mersadeh. But what are they both saying? They're both saying she was married, right? This is a married woman. One of them said she's divorced. One said she wasn't divorced, right? So v'hai deka amin niskarsha havalechad, right? But so they both agree that she's married. Only one of them says she ever got divorced, right? Ve'in dvar v'shal echad v'malkum shenayim, and the one against two is not going to work. So certainly lechachila she shouldn't get remarried. We have one versus one, determining whether this person had been divorced or not. So she shouldn't get remarried. But even b'di'eved, she also can't get remarried. If she got remarried, we have to ask her to leave the marriage, the new marriage. Why? Because now you have two witnesses. At least you still have two witnesses that testify that she had been married. That was the chazaka that she was married. Mm-hmm. Fine. Okay. Rav Ashi Amar La'olam Trey Trey. So Rav Ashi says no. So that's one way to stop. By the way, that's one way to resolve the whole stira. Right? One way to resolve it is just to say it's really one versus one. And that's how you have answered our whole question. Why? Because again, the question is, what's the difference in the first case and the second case? So one answer is, if it's one versus one, then that explains the it's not a stira, the two different cases. Fine. Rav Ashi says no. La'olam trey trey. Really, this is two witnesses versus two witnesses, the way we had it originally. Ve'epach. But you have to swap the answers, right? Meaning, you're going to swap. Rashi points out, Epoch, Bereisha Tani im Nises Teitze, Vesefa im Nises Lo Teitze. The Gemara is going to play it out, right? Then the first case, it's going to be if she got married, she has to get divorced. In the second case, if she got married, she doesn't have to get divorced. So the Gemara is explaining it right now. Okay, so how are you going to read it? Shnayim Omrim Reinuha Shiniskacha. Right? Two witnesses say, we saw that she got married. Mishnayim Omrim Lo Reinuha Shiniskacha. In the second case of Adam say, we did not see that she got married. Hayrezu lo tinasei, she can't get married, right? Because you have a machlokas whether she was already married or not to somebody, so she can't marry somebody else. Vimniseis teitzei, right? If she wants to get married to somebody else, if she already went ahead and married somebody else, she has to end that second relationship too. Okay, Gemara says pshita, that's obvious. Lo ra'inuha. This is it's a spin on another general rule in testimony, which is lo ra'inu einaraya. The fact that you didn't see something is not a proof. Right? What do you mean? There's no way she was married. I didn't see her wedding. What do you mean you didn't see her wedding? Like the fact that you didn't see it, that's not a proof that it didn't happen. Right? That's proof that you didn't see it. Right? So when you have two who say she got married and two say not true, I never saw her get married. You never saw her get married. That's not a kasha. Right? That's not a proof. Right? Lo ra'inuha, you didn't see it, doesn't make any difference. So what might I have thought? I might have thought, right, that there's nothing to talk about, right? I mean, why should I even have me having a conversation here? If two say she got married and two say she didn't, the two who said she didn't get married should be totally rejected. They have no place here. It's not even a trade or trade. So what's going on here? No, lo tricha, no, I actually need this case. Why? The dire bechatzar echa. No, it's an extra neighbor, right? They share a backyard, right? They literally live right near each other, right? And therefore, the same about might I have thought, im isa din niskacha kala isla. What do you mean? My next door neighbor got married, I didn't know, right? That's kind of bizarre. If someone would say, my next door neighbor got married and I didn't know about it, I didn't even know there was anything happening, you might say that's actually a pretty good point, right? The fact that I had no idea that my next door neighbor got married, that's a little bit difficult, right? So I might have thought, im isa din iskacha kala isla, there would be some people would be talking about it that she got married, right? Isla milsa. Kamash malan da abdi inshi de mekacha bitzida. And what's the answer? The answer is no. What the Gemara is coming to teach me is that it's not true. The fact that lo reinuha, so what? The fact that you didn't see it, actually taka means nothing. And it has no place here, and she's considered mikudeshes, and therefore, even if she, if you have two witnesses who say she didn't get married, we don't care. She can't get married. She can't marry somebody else. And b'di'eved, if she did marry somebody else, she'd have to leave the second marriage.
Okay. That last line, the mikasher bitsina.
Bitsina, like privately.
Privately. So like she wasn't next door neighbor. She could be,
meaning, the point that's being made here is that the fact that someone got married and you didn't hear about it doesn't mean anything, because it is possible that someone got married and didn't tell somebody. Meaning it can happen. Right. It can happen. Meaning we're talking about like that sort of like we have a sort of like halachic you know, construct. We sort of we've accepted the fact that it can happen at times that people there's a percentage enough, you know, high enough percentage of times that people do things like get married and they don't and people don't know about it, that the fact that you don't know about it doesn't sway us in terms of her status.
They elope, as we say.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
To Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Yeah, they went to Las Vegas. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Not quite.
The shul's in Las Vegas too.
Yeah.
So okay, so they went to Las Vegas. Okay. Okay. So that was case number one. So Seifa, how do you understand the second case? Shnayim Omrim Rehinua Shiniskarsha. Shnayim Omrim Lo Rehinua Shiniskarsha. Okay? So now what's the case in the Seifa? The Seifa was two people say, we saw her get divorced. And two people say, we didn't see her get divorced. So Harezu Lo Tinase. She's not permitted to marry somebody else. Because again, maybe she didn't ever get divorced. And she was always, and she was married. V'nises Lo Tetzai. But if she gets married, so she is. Does not have to, and get out of the second marriage. So what's going on? So my kamashulah. What are you coming to teach me in that case? Afagav the dayi bechatzar echad, hainuach. Right. That even though meaning the same. This is the same concept again. Right. Which is two people say she got divorced, and two people say she didn't get divorced. Right. And we want to say, oh, it didn't get divorced. That's not a proof. The fact that you don't know.
We didn't see her get divorced.
Sorry. We didn't see. Thank you. We didn't see her get divorced, right? So two people say we saw her get divorced. Two people say we didn't see her get divorced, right? So she can't get married. And if she got married, she doesn't have to leave. Well, so what do you mean if she got married, she doesn't have to leave? What's going on here, right? So what are we learning from here? That even though you live in the same chatzer, right? It doesn't matter. Ma the same ma gabe kedushin huda avide inshi dimikache betzina aval gabe gerushin him isa this di garish. Kala isla nimilsa, right? What might you have said? You might have argued when it comes to, right, kiddushin. So some people get married quietly; they don't tell anybody. They make a small wedding, and no one hears about it, right? But gerushin, if someone gets divorced, unfortunately, everyone's going to find out, right? Everyone's going to know about these things, right? Kamash malon David inshi demekache demegarshe betzina, right? Kamash malon, we learned that no, there are actually people who taka get do kiddushin and taka people who even will get divorced. Right, bitzina, and we won't ever know about it. And therefore, what does that mean? It means when I have the two witnesses who say she was divorced, and then you have two people say, nah, Lori Inua didn't see that she got divorced, we say that Lori Inua is really disqualified. And if Lori Inua is really disqualified, so then I don't have Trey really in the same way. And that's why if she taka in the end of the head went ahead and got married to somebody else, we would say Lo Tetze. Because she, you know, it's very reasonable. We assume that it's definitely possible that she got married, she got divorced without anybody knowing about it, and therefore Lo Rinuha ain't a raya. And so argues Ravashi, that would sort of be the chiddush of this whole conversation, the Lo Rinuha ain't a raya piece.
By divorce, it could be very private.
Right, well, both could be private. And since both could be private, it depends which direction you're going, right? But since both could be private, if you have a set, any set of aiding that say, I didn't see it, are basically disqualified. So it's by kiddushin, you're making her nation's ish. So now, if she got married to somebody else, she can't get. She has to leave the second marriage. Right? But by yerushin, the first set say she was divorced. In which case, the second set are kind of are negated because they say we didn't see it. And so we assume like the second set are correct. In which case, so she shouldn't get remarried the chachila because it's still trey. But if she got married already, so we leave her alone because at the end of the day, it's ki'ilo. We really have, you know, to really, really make her a din, we have the two that say she got divorced, and that would really be, really, really be enough.
But why is it considered trey or trey, right? The second case, like with the gerushin, okay, you didn't see her get divorced, so what? I mean, why aren't those witnesses just disqualified and it's two against none?
I guess the point is that it's, even though we say lo rinuha in araya, you know, that's sort of like, make her a din, that we assume that they're not really, it's not enough. But we mentioned earlier, when you have even just one versus one, we don't want people getting married on the basis when you have a scenario of one versus one. So same thing with two versus two. I guess it's enough. It's like it's my next door neighbor, and I've known what you're talking about. There's no balloons. There was nothing. There was no announcements in the newsletter.
There was no party.
There's nothing. You know. So there's enough there that makes it say, hold up, let's not get remarried here based on when you have these contradictory testimony. But if you're telling me they got married already. Okay, that second piece is not as compelling, and to make her leave the second marriage afterwards. We're going to talk next time about the question of when those second witnesses came. did they come after she got married already? Mm-hmm. Did they come before she got married already? And that might itself make a difference. But maybe we'll stop here and we'll pick up next tomorrow.